Headline, What Not to Do at Bitcoin 2025, According to Attendees. Published at 6:58 p.m. May 28, 2025. Concerned members of the crypto community are giving their take on staying safe at the Bitcoin 2025 conference in Las Vegas in the wake of a number of high-profile crypto-related robberies, kidnappings, and data breaches that have shaken the industry this year. Here are a few of our favorites. Avoid QR codes. Custodia Bank's founder Caitlin Long warns visitors to avoid QR codes and assume they're all malicious, while also advising not to connect to any Wi-Fi, including ones from the hotel. These precautions should protect someone from visiting any fraudulent sites designed to trick you into installing malware, giving up your personal details, or sending money to someone else. Some scam QR codes, for example, have been used on parking meters to trick you into sending your money to scammers. Long also advised to keep your eyes on your drink to avoid the risk of anyone spiking it. In one instance last year, a DWF Labs partner was accused of spiking the drink of one job applicant looking to join a crypto project and was later dismissed from the firm. Hold off uploading that selfie, security engineer Ron Stoner said, to avoid doxing anyone and get permission before posting photos of someone else. He also warned about sharing pictures with identifying landmarks and suggested that you should only post photos when you're somewhere else to avoid real-time tracking. One person also recommended that iPhone users should disable location tagging for the camera app. Some recommend avoiding USB ports in hotel rooms, while others suggest watching your back literally in case there are any wrench attacks, a phrase used to describe theft through physical attacks. One user equated leaving the conference with your lanyard on as having a sign that says, "Rob me," and urged attendees to remove them before leaving. Another warned of the risks of scopolamine, a drug that can supposedly zombify you and leave you prone to exploitation. However, the extent of its effects on free will is disputed. Pay the kidnappers a pre-ransom deposit. Others took any potential threats slightly less seriously. One user suggested paying the kidnappers a pre-deposit to avoid severed fingers, while another stressed that everyone in Bitcoin is a con man. One user reminded conference goers to avoid bringing strippers back to the hotel. That said, this scenario may have caused someone to lose $300,000 worth of crypto earlier this year. Ultimately, anyone holding a substantial amount of crypto should stay vigilant and be on the lookout for suspicious characters and common scams. Always check the URL of any site you click on, don't give away your security keys, and be cautious around strangers. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.